Bet on Bears fans, another edition of the Chicago Bears podcast coming your way. What's good? It's your boy, Pat the Designer, back at it again. Listen, we're here early because we got breaking news. And when we got breaking news, we drop podcasts. And we drop podcasts because we drop podcasts. Hit that like button, subscribe to the page, leave a five-star review. Y'all know what to do. The Chicago Bears have found their offensive coordinator. They're going with Shane Waldron, who was an exciting hire for me. One of the better play callers on this list. Really excited to see what he's going to be able to do here with the Chicago Bears. It's just going to be a little quick episode. Of course, we'll go more in depth throughout the day with this episode. But I do want to talk about a couple of things here, right? One, what does he bring to this offense as a whole? And two, what does this mean for the quarterback position? The one thing that I want to start with, what does he bring to this offense? The fact that you're getting him off of that Shanahan tree, that's a piece of the puzzle that excites me right there. But also a guy who it felt like he was going to be able to have head coaching opportunity if he stuck around in Seattle, but instead he decides to move around. That gives me a little bit of excitement because it tells me what kind of candidate he really is. I love how he called plays. I love how he drew plays up. I feel like that's going to make whoever's under center's life a lot easier and whoever's a part of the rest of this offense, right? It's not just about the quarterback position with all of this. Yes, that is the most important position in all of this outside of the center position. Let's get that addressed. But when you're talking about getting an offense to hit the ground running right away, you want to keep some things similar. You want to keep some things to the point where guys aren't going to have to learn an entirely new system. They're just going to have to learn maybe a little bit of different terminology and maybe where to be in certain scenarios, right? But for the most part, the system remains the same. That's what you want to see this system be. And that's what the Chicago Bears are doing here, keeping it very similar by staying in that Shanahan tree and not shying away from that. And to me, this is Ryan Poles again. You could have gone completely oppo. You could have gone a completely different direction because the first time you picked a guy, it did not work out. But instead, no, we're not going to make the same mistake again. We're just going to go get the guy that's already got experience calling plays. We're going to go get the guy that's better at this, the guy that is proven at this. And that's what I think the Chicago Bears have done here with Shane Waldron. He's been in Seattle for 2 years now. I'm sorry, 3 years now. He's worked with Russell Wilson. He's worked with Geno Smith. Of course, the resurgence of Geno Smith is the biggest story around his name, right? But to me, the biggest thing about his play calling and his skill is we've seen him call plays. We've seen him be successful in situations where, okay, this guy has our right tackles down today, or our left tackles down today, or both tackles are down today, or our starting center is a little bit gimpy. We got to make things easy. We got to have quick passes. We got to I just love the way that he designs a system. And it's not to say he's the perfect play caller, but I love the way that he designs his system so that there are contingencies in case things are problems that day. That's one thing that I just believe we didn't see from Luke Getsy. And I think that that's one thing that to me was one of the biggest sins of Luke Getsy is that there just wasn't enough creativity in his offense. There wasn't enough contingencies for, okay, guess what? We're running a 15-yard out route or something, or a 15-yard, right, play design where Justin Fields has to take a 5-step drop back and you got to let something develop and he's got to have time to do this. Okay, but he doesn't have time because his starting center's out today. So we're all the way down to Dan Feeney. So now what are we going to do? Well, no, we're just going to run that play. Shane Waldron isn't going to put him in that position. And so that's the part that excites me about Shane. That's the part that to me, I'm sitting there looking at as an evolution from what we had before. The creativity, the play design to me are all going to be things that you really are going to be able to hang your hat on for the Chicago Bears moving forward. And the part that does excite me, at least the part that, you know, keeps my mind spinning and maybe I'm going too far down the road on this is, let's say we do need to make a coaching change there. This was somebody that could have been a head coaching hire this season, but instead he sticks around here. If he's successful here, is he going to be a head coach somewhere else? Possibly. But are you building that tree here that now We've got our guy off of the Shanahan tree, but now let's go keep building out this tree underneath Shane Waldron, where now you've got a continuous offensive system in place. That's what you try to build out. That's what you try to find. That's what I want to see the Chicago Bears do, because it's not just about this year. It's about continued success. Are you going to be able to get continued success out of whoever's under the quarterback position? Let me know how you guys feel about this hire in the comments below. I'll be down to talk with you guys as well. I think what the biggest question on all of this is going to be, what does this do for the quarterback position? What does this do for the quarterback in place? And I said this over on the Windy City Breeze when I recorded my video over there, looking much, much more tired because it was a lot earlier. What does this say about what they're going to do with the quarterback? To me, if I'm looking at this, I would say this probably makes me feel like they're leaning more towards Justin Fields sticking around here. Now, is that going to be the case? I don't know. Ryan Poles could still go say, we're still going to draft another quarterback. We're going to move on. But I don't think you get Shane Waldron to come in here to all of a sudden try and just develop a rookie quarterback and then get to a point where he's getting a head coaching job somewhere else and then he's getting the heck up out of here, right? This is something where you need to see a situation where there's probably going to be some pretty quick success. Now, I think if you drafted a quarterback, there also has to be that same quick success. There has to be. This is not a take it off year. This is not a we can be seven win team again year. This is a hey, let's go out here. Let's get the job done. Let's be consistent. Let's win games. Let's win the games that we lost last season. This is a we need to get it done this year. And to me, I think that that does speak to probably holding on to Justin Fields. It'll come down to Ryan Poles' evaluation, but I would think that Shane Waldron, with what he's done with Russell Wilson, with what he's done with Geno Smith, his adaptability, his ability to go out there and make the system work for the quarterback that he has in place, his ability to adjust his system based off of the talents of the quarterback that he has in place, I would think that that speaks to probably holding on to Justin Fields. Now, that doesn't mean the Chicago Bears won't draft the quarterback. And I think this is the scenario that people don't talk about enough. It has nothing to do with Justin Fields if the Bears draft a quarterback or not. Who's to say they can't draft a quarterback at 9? Who's to say you can't draft a quarterback in the second round? Because you're bringing a quarterback into what you would think and hope would be a better situation. And so guess what? When you look at those guys around the NFL and you go, Dak was a 4th round pick, or Brock Purdy was the last pick in the draft. How are these guys being successful? Lamar Jackson is the end of the 1st round. How are these guys being the most successful QBs right now? Well, there's a team in place. There's something in front of them that's allowing them to go out there and develop. They've put the right OC in place. They've had the right systems in place for that quarterback. And so you look at those situations and say, yeah, the Bears still could draft a quarterback. Maybe they draft a quarterback late in the 1st round and he's the future of the Chicago Bears. But in that scenario, you're probably holding on to Justin Fields and allowing Justin Fields to just kind of be, maybe at that point he's your bridge guy, whatever it is. Maybe he proves that all of a sudden he's the number one guy and you've just got a backup quarterback sitting behind him learning for a while. And then, you know, maybe you end up utilizing him, maybe you don't. It's the best case scenario of a situation to be in right now, because if you feel like you've got the OC right, if you feel like you've got the system right and you can put the players in place that are going to be successful in that system, to me, I think the quickest way for you to do that is to hold on to Justin Fields. But that doesn't mean that that's what Ryan Poles is going to do. We're going to be sitting here wondering that all the way until April. I mean, that's just the facts of this, right? We're going to be pretty much at the draft sitting here going, what the heck is going to go on here? I don't know. Are they trading Justin? Are they trading a pick? We'll probably find out like a couple of days before. But it's just one of those things to me that if you are a new OC coming in, what's the best situation for you? What's the best case scenario for you? What position are you trying to put yourself in? That to me leans a lot more towards holding on to Justin Fields, developing the things that he's already doing well, and having a team that's already in place, that's already behind him. I saw Jalen Johnson again, the profuse profuse love of Justin Fields is something that I've never seen, right? We could sit here and talk about all the fans all day that want to keep Justin and the team. Jaquan Brisker's quote tweeting trainer videos of Justin Fields working out yesterday. Like, I'm sitting here, I'm like, I've never seen a team rally behind a guy more than this Bears team is rallying behind Justin Fields. So guys are making things a tough decision on Ryan Poles here. I think that he is going to go out and do all his due diligence though and evaluate it. But to me, when you're talking about winning quickly, when you're talking about putting a system in place quickly, you've got a guy who's already been a part of that system. There's not going to be a ton of learning, right? Everybody's like, how's he going to learn his third system in 3 years? It's a similar system. It's just you hope. And Greg Gabriel was on the pod with us, and he talked about one of the trainers that he talks with still, and said, I can fix Justin Fields right now. You just have to speed him up. You have to speed up his footwork. You have to speed up his drop back, different things like that. Hopefully we'll see Shane Waldron come in and do that. I think we did see some of that with Geno Smith, and that's why Geno was able to be a lot more successful, because dropping back quickly, getting the ball out quickly, boom, 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 you know what I'm saying? So I'm excited to see what kind of development we're going to see. And here's the one thing that I will say. If we do go with a new quarterback, right, the new quarterback's coming into a great situation. And that, like I was talking about before, right, if you get somebody later on in the draft, great situation here, because I would say you got about 60 to 70% of your offense built out here. You need to fix some things in the trenches, some of the bigger pieces that take up a lot of chunk percentages. You fix some of those things in the trenches. You get that done hopefully this offseason. And now you're talking about a young quarterback coming in with the right OC, hopefully, with a running game in place, with DJ Moore already here. And now he's able to go out there and just kind of fit himself into the system. And Shane Waldron, like I said, the same things for Justin Fields apply to whoever could come in. It makes a quarterback's life easy. And for some reason here in Chicago, we feel like that's not what is supposed to happen. That's not what you're supposed to do. Yes, your OC's job is to make your quarterback's life easy. Your coach's jobs are to make their players' lives easy. Put them in position for easy plays. Have them ready to go with easy plays. And then you go out and you get the job done. I'm excited to hear that Shane Waldron's coming into Chicago. I think that he's going to be able to help whatever quarterback comes in, Caleb Williams, Drake May. I think that maybe you give him a little bit more time in that scenario, but it's not going to be a ton. You got to come out. You got to win this season. You cannot have another 7-win season this year. I do want to know how you guys feel, man. Let me know in the comments below. I'll be down there talking with you as well. Do you feel like Shane Waldron is the right hire for the Chicago Bears? I love this hire. What do you think that means for the quarterback position? I think it means we're keeping Justin Fields. Let me know in the comments below. I'll be down there talking with you guys. As always, it's your boy Pat the Designer, back at it again to continue watching our Chicago Bears content and Chicago Bears coverage. Tune in to ESPN 1000, ESPN Chicago, or the ESPN YouTube page right here, where we're going to have nonstop content and more Chicago Bears podcasts. As always, man, y'all stay safe out there, Chicago Bear down. Peace.